Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your energy usage and save money. Download the MyMTE app and track your energy consumption, pay your bills, and even report outages right from your phone. It's available free on iOS and Android. Well, it's our first conversation of a brand new year with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. It's always good to see James, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian. How you doing?
Doing good. Getting back in the swing of things just in time for a big snow, looks like.
That's right. It's going to be freezing. I had to warm the car up before I went up. Got in it this morning, So
the vehicle that I have now is the first that I can, from my clicker, turn the car on and let it warm up. Man, that's nice.
Isn't it?
Heated steering wheel, all that stuff. Man, I didn't know what I was missing before. So, especially on these cold days and hot days, too. I mean, you can turn the air on. But anyway, we've got a lot of things to talk about, things with the Better Business Bureau, and we're going to talk about some resolutions here in a second for a fraud-free year. Mm-hmm. But you were telling me before going on that there are a few changes on the profiles for BBB accredited businesses now.
Absolutely. So, as our listeners are out there this morning, what I would encourage you to do is go to your computer, pull up your browser, go to BBB.org. Just go to BBB.org. and type in the name of your company. And we'll go through these New Year resolutions, and we'll come back to that as everybody gets a chance to kind of pull their computer up and make sure that they're on the page. So, yeah, just go to a browser, go to BBB.org, and where it says find, type in the name of your business.
Well, I guess this is the time of the year to do resolutions, and a fraud-free year, that's a good thing. I will tell you that I've been dealing with all of these phone calls and text, and they just kind of ramped up. I mean, probably 10 or 12 calls a day, and then the text. And it's always with the name Alyssa, but coming to my phone. So I have no idea what's going on. I just keep blocking and reporting junk and that kind of thing.
And they call back on a different number.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
same people.
So what happens is they keep going out and getting new Google numbers. And they keep calling you. They know your number's good.
Yeah.
You just keep blocking their number. So they just turn around and just call you from a different number. And that's the, I think we've talked about that before, is the one of the worst things you can do is answer the phone for somebody that you don't know who it is, or return a text, or on a text message type in stop. Because if you type in stop, then they know they got a real phone number.
Oh, yeah.
And so... yeah, you're just on their list, and it's an auto dialer, so it doesn't matter to them. They're not going to take it off, and they're just going to keep getting new numbers.
Yeah, so if you answer and say, please stop calling me, that doesn't... No. They actually know now they've got a live person on the bait.
Right, they're going to call you even more. So it's aggravating,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. So, but that, that made me think about fraud. I heard a thing that said... if you're getting these types of phone calls and whatnot, your information has been
compromised.
Yeah. And so, but whose information is not with everything that's out on the internet and web and stuff like that,
I mean, everybody's is. And what's really wild is that, these scammers, they may be doing two or three different projects, and if they get you on one, they're going to come back and get you on another one.
Yeah.
And another one, another one. And this is where the elderly really comes into play, is that they fall for one, then they fall for two, then they fall for three. Talking about that, the loss of money, personal information, and the perseverance of scammers continue with online purchase scams as the third riskiest scam out there.
Wow.
And so BBB recommends adding precaution steps to the New Year's resolution list and weight loss and financial goals,
sure,
and everything else that you're doing, to be fraud free. So this is our list of, resolutions. I resolve to be cautious with email, as we're kind of be wary of unsolicited emails from a person or a company. Remember, scammers can make emails look like they're from a legitimate business, a government agency, reputable organization, even BBB. people have, you know, sent emails that says, hey, this is coming from BBB.
And they actually send it to the BBB. I mean, yeah. You've told that's, which is weird.
I get scam calls to my BBB line. I get scam emails.
No fear.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, they'll pick, and you can always hear that, you know, you pick up the phone and it goes boop, you know, and they start talking. I go, yeah, I just don't have time for scammers today. You know, I'm done. So don't ever click on or open attachments. Don't click on the links. Don't open attachments and unsolicited emails. If you really, I'll use BBB here for example. If you really need the services of BBB and you get an email from us, close that. Go to BBB.org and connect with us that way. Or you can email me, you know, jprice@gobbb.org, and I can get back with you. I'll even call you, you know. I'm not a scam. Don't block my number. this is another one. Never to send money to strangers. If you haven't met the person face to face, don't send them money. This is especially true if a person asks you to transfer funds using a prepaid debit card or a cash app. Money sent to strangers in this way is untraceable, and once it's sent, there's no getting it back. Scammers are going to try to trick you into panicking, so before making a move, think the situation through. Don't fall for it. So, I mean, I've heard a couple of situations where people have called me over the last couple of months. That is really tricky that they'll do is they'll call you and they'll say, hey, you owe this much money to the government or this or that, and we're going to come to your house. And they'll say, don't hang up the phone. We're on our way to come see you. Either give me a credit card right now or we're going to come knock on your door. And then what they'll do is they'll start saying, well, I'm turning down this street or I'm turning down that street. And there are streets in your neighborhood. They're just using a map. They're not coming. But,
interesting.
But the bottom line here is they're trying to scare the bejeebies out of you.
Yeah.
To make you do something before they arrive at your door.
I've heard of one where, you know, they call and, well, your grandson's been arrested. We need money for bail. And, you know, mm-hmm. Once they find out my grandson, happened to little Joe? Well, now they know that Joe's the name and you have a grandson. So, I mean, that continues to reel you in.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the elderly, they'll fall for these things, especially if they think they're going to get money or something back. And nothing's for free. They're not, they're scams.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I resolved to do research before making online payments and purchases. Research the retailer before entering payment information when shopping online. Or if I'm asked to pay online, research, you know, the payment information, ask, is this a person or a business I know or trust? Do they have a working customer service number? Where is the company physically located? Would I be making payments through a secure server? Have I checked to see if others have complained about it? Go to BBB.org. You know, BBB is really, there's more online companies getting accredited through BBB these days that we've actually researched to make sure that they're legitimate. So do that. And then the thing I've said before on this show is before you ever purchase anything online, go to that company's website and call the customer service line. If they're not going to answer the phone for customer service, they're not going to answer, you know, why deal with them in the first place?
Exactly.
I resolved to use my best judgment when sharing my personal information. Sharing sensitive personal information with scammers opens the door to identity theft. Never share information, birth date, address, social security number, Medicare number, any of that. Never do that with an unsolicited caller. Don't give them any information at all.
And a lot of these, they're, you know, if you give them one piece of information, they may have gathered two or three other pieces of information along the way on you, or, you know, 6 months ago when you answered a call, and, you know, so that's how it all works.
It's a puzzle, and you're just giving them one piece at a time, or the piece that they're missing.
Yeah.
I resolved to create strong, unique passwords for each account. Use strong passwords, vary them up across different accounts, make it harder for fraudsters to access multiple accounts if one is compromised. So if you're using the same password for everything and then they have your information, they go, well, if they use that password for this, they probably use it for that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I've gone to letting my phone, because it'll say if you're signing up for something or need a password or making a password, it'll say, do you want to use a strong password? And now the new iOS on iPhone has a password app, and it keeps all of your passwords in there.
Right.
So using those strong passwords can help. I mean, they're like 26 characters.
And so that kind of goes with this next one. I resolved to enable two-factor authentication, adding this layer of security to accounts, especially those involving finances or personal data, greatly reduce the risk of authorization access. So something I read here recently, you know, we've heard all this stuff about Vita, the company that's making these fast chips and that kind of stuff, and these chips are getting faster and faster and faster. So right now, even with strong passwords, there's fraudsters can use computers and fast computers to put keep putting passwords in until they find your password, which is why it's why you want to use a strong password, because it takes the computer longer to do it. With two-step authentication, even after they get the password right, then it has to send a note to your phone or your computer for you to validate that.
Yeah, by email or text or however you set that up generally, and you have to approve if that was you or not.
Right. So the other thing that they're predicting, and this may take another 20 years or so, but they're saying at some point in time, they're going to be making these chips so fast that they're going to easily be able to get by passwords, and they're going to be able to bypass that two-step authentication. They'll be able to do that within a time frame. So, and they're talking
something else down the road. Then
yes,
apparently,
yeah. So you know, use the tools that you have available today, and the ones that are recommended, because there's no telling how fast this technology will advance and be able to get through to you.
Yeah.
Resolve to be social media smart. Use privacy settings on social media. Only connect with people you know. Be careful about including personal information in your profile. Never reveal your address. Even stuff with it, like fun things and that kind of thing. Scammers use that information to make themselves pass as friends or relatives. Earn your trust. When buying products you see on social media or scam tracker, receive thousands of complaints about misleading and Facebook and Instagram ads. You know, one thing I will say that you need to add to this is don't ever post stuff on social media while you're on vacation. It's just easy for people to know, these scammers to know, well, we have their address and now they're saying they're at the beach. We could break into their house. Think about,
I've always been scared of doing that, so I've never done that, but it's like, well, why are you telling everybody you're not there?
Yeah. Well, think about these recently, the rash of break-ins on these professional athletes' homes when they're at away games.
Oh yeah,
they know they're on they're on the field right now. This is their house, you know.
Let's go have let's go break pick-up party.
So you know, you got to kind of, you know, so don't just tell people you're going to be gone. I resolve to regularly check my financial statements. Committing to reviewing bank and credit card statements can help help you catch those unauthorized statements early. You know, I used to think, you know, checking your checking account every single day was like, oh, I don't want to check it every day. But now it's kind of like, let me just make sure there's nothing on there that is being billed, because I went to fill up my BBB car with my BBB card, you know. And the day after that, the gas station I went to, somehow that was the only place I used it. The day after that, a bunch of scams, purchases ended up hitting my card. So
there must have been maybe a reader on the
right
gas thingy.
So yeah, so one of the things they say you can do to help avoid that is use the touch. Mm-hmm. Don't put the card in, just use the touch. Because it's harder for them to read that. If you put the card in, it could actually just read the card.
Gas thingy is gas pump now. I just couldn't think of the word.
I resolved to educate myself about the latest scams, staying informed on emerging scams, and help you recognize to avoid fraud tactics. You know, and for more information, you can always go to BBB.org, and you can see Scam Tracker. You can report scams that go on and that sort of thing. So just resolve yourself this year to not be scammed.
Very good tips there, for sure.
So going back a little bit, what we started with the show with, if you've opened your computer and you've opened your browser and you've gone to BBB.org, this is for businesses. You typed in the name of your business. You can tell right away if you're an accredited business or if you're not an accredited business. Or if your business doesn't even show up, you don't have a profile. And so what our local businesses should appreciate is that every second, 7 people visit BBB.org looking for a business to do business with. 7 people every second. So if you don't even have a profile, then if people are trying to check to see if your business is legitimate or out there or real, you don't even show up. And so what they may do is just, well, let me just go to another one. Or if you've actually gone out and solicited them and they go in and they check and you're not listed anywhere, it's like, you know, I need to do more research. I'm not saying the company is good or bad. I'm just saying you're not helping that your customer make a good decision overall. The businesses that have chosen to be accredited, BBB is just not a, it's not a pay-to-play organization. The bottom line here is when a business applies for accreditation, we do a background check. We make sure that the business is legit, the owner's legit, the owner doesn't have a past criminal record or has frauded people in the past. And
is insured and bonded, all those things that might go into it, right?
Yeah, and so this is where businesses, you know, it's highly advantageous for a business to get accredited. You just email me at jprice@gobbb.org and you can ask me questions. We can do it by email or phone call, but the bottom line here is we can help you either set a profile up or you can ask questions about what accreditation means and what it means in your industry. And then we can even walk through what are some of the biggest scam industries out there. You know, some of the biggest ones are roofing and paving and moving companies, that kind of thing. And so anyway, so yeah, jprice@gobbb.org. I'm sure Brian's got my email on.
I'll put it on the podcast.
Yeah. And if you guys look at your profile and it needs to be adjusted or updated, email me. I'll be more than happy to help you make sure the information on your page is correct.
Sounds good. James, thanks for coming in. Happy New Year. See you in a few weeks.
Thanks.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining today on Rutherford Issues.